Big news out of city council, speak of the devil, today, a measure to allow the construction of coach houses or granny flats using the basement. There were a couple, an in-law suite, someone texted in, and other additional dwellings units, that's what they're called, ADUs, to do this citywide. That has been advanced by a key committee today. Quinn Myers from Block Club Chicago joins us. Quinn, give us a little of the history of this.
So this is a really long time coming. So a couple years ago, the city established a pilot program to allow ADUs, additional dwelling units, to be built as of right, which means you don't have to go get a zoning change to build one in five different pretty limited areas of the city, you know, kind of north, northwest, south, southwest, et cetera. And basically, this change that was approved today by the zoning committee would allow anyone with some limitations to build a coach house or legalize a basement unit, that sort of thing, anywhere in the city. Basically expands the pilot program citywide, and it was introduced a couple years ago. Actually, there was a lot of political pushback, but it is moving forward, although it might get delayed again, although I do think eventually it will likely be passed in full by the city council.
Is this an answer or a potential answer, advocates would say, to the affordable housing crisis? The idea that if people can maybe have an additional coach house on their property, I mean, it could just create more dwelling units. Is that one of the arguments being made?
That is, and they like to use the term gentle density. This isn't building a Lincoln Yards where you're getting 6,000 new housing units, right? This is, okay, maybe on your block you're getting, you know, two, three, four, a couple more units of housing, therefore the gentle term. But basically it's going to increase slowly the housing stock, and backers like to say it's more affordable. You know, you're probably not going to charge as much for a basement unit, especially if, you know, your granny is living in it or whoever. But, you know, they like, yes, so it is one of the answers backers say to the affordable housing crisis, although not the answer, part of the bigger puzzle, they would like to say.
What are critics saying? I mean, there's got to be a reason on the other side.
Yeah, I think some of the biggest concerns came from aldermen who represent the so-called bungalow belt, you know, single-family houses, and saying this is going to bring added density without aldermanic oversight, basically allowing people to turn their single-family homes into multi-unit buildings, which would therefore, quote, you know, hurt the integrity of the neighborhood. You can really read into that terminology, but there is genuine concern, I think, from some aldermen. And really what it boils down to is what we like to call aldermanic prerogative, basically the unspoken idea practice that aldermen get to have final say over any new development in their ward. And by allowing these coach houses to be built as of right, they are sacrificing some of that. I will say in this new kind of compromise legislation that passed the zoning committee today, there was a compromise. There is a limit in certain residential districts, and we have that information on Block Club's website, you know, which district, and you can pretty easily look that up. But certain blocks would be limited to one per year, two per year, three per year. I do think that compromise assuaged some people, although not all people. The biggest vocal critic here is Marty Quinn. He represents the area around Midway, and that is, of course, the heart of the bungalow belt in Chicago.
I imagine some people would argue, hey, this gives property owners who maybe have been taxed a little bit more than they want to be and maybe would be considering moving out, perhaps a reason to stay if they can make some money off of their property by building this, selling it, or renting it out, whatever the case is, then that's an argument for people to stay.
That's true. It is. It would definitely create another income stream. You know, I do think it might have an impact on your overall property taxes as well. Like you could see them going up
true.
Because you are adding value. But you know, that is a determination that individual homeowners and building owners will have to make. But yeah, I do think that is a reason to, you know, bring in some more income, help with the mortgage, that sort of thing. Or, you know, build, a lot of these cases, they're already existing, like they're technically illegal basement units throughout the city. This would be a chance to kind of bring them up to code, make them legal, and kind of put them on the books.
All right, Quinn Myers. So the full city council tomorrow may tackle this, may not.
That's right. It might get deferred by opponents, which would then mean at the next city council meeting, it could be brought up for a vote whenever that may be.
Quinn Myers, great work with this as always in Block Club Chicago. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, John.